I think you've stolen that pen from the Remington up there in Muswellbrook, I just noticed.
I did, yeah.
We enjoyed our time at the Muswellbrook Cup.
Shh, put don't that charge
down.
Me.
Put that down on your bucket list as well. G'day, lads. Champions League semis will be Ajax v City or Spurs, while the other one will be Barcelona v Liverpool or Porto, Azza and Coughs. Yeah, just checking those Premier League scores, quarterfinals in the Champions League this morning. Barcelona 3-0 winners, Messi with two goals against Man U. Juventus 1, got upset by Ajax 2. And in the all-important Premier League game, Matt Ryan's Brighton and Hove Albion 0, Cardiff City 2, which means, geez, it's close there, Loz, for the drop zone. So Fulham, Huddersfield already going down. Cardiff City now on 31 points. Brighton and Hove, 33. So Aaron Moy, the Socceroo, losing his position with Huddersfield in the Premier League. And let's hope Matt Ryan can keep his position with Brighton and Hove. Brad Davidson joins us. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
Huge Bowman chalks up another one.
Yeah, well, looks like that. It'll be the case. He's been booked to ride centre and a lane, of course, over in Hong Kong later this month. Mark Zahra can't fulfil that ride after the suspension on the weekend. So Hugh Bowman picks up that. And, huge cue for Hugh Bowman. And, interested to see how he goes overseas centre and a lane on what could be the first of, a few runs overseas.
Good news, Kaslik. Classic legends remaining here in Australia for the spring, and obviously had a good victory in that Arrowfield sprint on the weekend. We've been talking about, the new stars on the horizon. Could he be one?
He definitely could be one. He looks very, very exciting, and he should be unbeaten, really. His only defeat in the Derby Munro was a good thing beaten, and he's got this wonderful stride on in this horse. He runs time and just what he did in his first preparation with a break and come back, he could well measure right up. And I suppose this is the reason they brought in races like the Golden Eagle to keep horses like this in Australia. So it's worked with this horse. I know, the Autumn Sun's gone to stud, but he's Classic Legend's going to hang around for at least the spring. So they're looking at races like the Golden Eagle, the Everest even. I know he's well in contention in the betting market there. So it's definitely that time, guys, where, a few of these sprinters have retired, so he gets the chance for these youngsters to step up, and he might be the one that does. So there's a few there in the boat that can do, and he's probably the most likely at this stage. So really good news to have him around for another preparation at least, and the connection's just feeling. He's just not seasoned enough yet to send over to Hong Kong. Sometimes when they send him too soon, they don't travel, and they're just not the same horses. So Carmel size and the connections there. Happy to just keep him in Australia a bit longer, and with such good prize money around in the spring, no reason not to as well.
Yeah, Brad, over the 1,200 metres, he's a $15 chance in the Everest. Is there any confirmation? It was worth $14 million. Have they upped the prize money this year yet?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, though. I'll have to check that.
I think they are. I don't think there's been an announcement yet. But so that's in the Golden Eagle you speak about, which is going to be raced in the Saturday before the Melbourne Cup, but it's going to be raced here at Rosehill Gardens. Classic Legends, an $8 chance. So you got Mystic Journey, $4.50. Arcadia Queen from WA, $6. Brutal, $6. Classic Legend, $8 for the Golden Eagle, that one.
Yeah, and he looks like a horse that will get, more than 1,200 metres as well, up to the 1,500, because he just got this year, like I said, that wonderful stride, and he just seems like he covers the ground so effortlessly. So looking forward to seeing what he can do. I went out on a limb, I think, after his first start. I was there covering it for Sky Thoroughbred Central and said, wow, this could be anything. And hopefully he lives up to it.
What's happened with Advantage, mate?
Yeah, it's gone home to New Zealand. So she will miss the All Age Stakes this weekend, return back to New Zealand. Also, the Queensland Winter Carnival off the cards there. So nice preparation for Advantage in Sydney, but heading home there. No All Age Stakes this weekend.
They're on at Warwick Farm today, mate. You got one for us?
Yeah, I got a few. I think there's two best. Race 3, number 6, Invictus Salute, I think is going to be well suited here. Back on top of the ground, back to 1,100 metres. Just been striking wet tracks, this preparation at 1,200. I think 1,100 dry track suits. And the main rival there, Bella Deal, well, it's a promising horse, but it's been winning over 1400 last prep and resumes here over 1100. I just think they'll be way too sharp for it. And, or just too sharp for it, not way too sharp. And race four, number six, Bajan Gold, the other one there. This is an overseas import who's been specced at each of the three runs this preparation, but he's just been crying out for a dry track and a trip. Finally gets both of those today. Held up last time out, doing his best work later. I think it's a good chance there, race four, number six, Bajan Gold. And I thought the best roughie, I know a bit of this price is gone now with Wolf the favourite coming out of this race this morning, but race seven, number seven, Tarsina. I thought he did enough first up over the 1300. All his wins have been over a mile. He's won at Warwick Farm, his home track, before, and he loves good tracks. So it's, that was the best value on the day, race seven, number seven, Tarsin.
I think he might have won the Mudgee Cup.
He did. He won the Mudgee Cup last time in and had a really good preparation and only had a short break, but I was really taken by the way he hit the line quicker, fast, 200 the race first up over the 1300. And like I said, he's just, all his wins have been at the mile. He gets there today, and I'm just hoping with that short break, he's good enough second up here.
Good on you, mate. That's not a bad field either. There's Braces there. There's Pumpkin Pie. So there's a few
Sondalon
in that race as well. Thanks to Brad Davison. Just repeating that, race four, number six, Bajan Gold is his best bet, along with race three, number six, Invictus Salute. Best roughie, race seven, number seven, Tarsin.